Welcome to Shot, Chopped, and Scored. I'm your host, Richard Tanner, and today I got back with me Mr. Jay Ali.
How's it going, world?
And a new girl with us hanging out, new girl on the block, kind of like, you know, Marky Mark. Wait, no. It's his brother.
No.
Donnie Wahlberg. That, he was like Marky Mark, Donnie Wahlberg. Miss Violetta.
That one in Backstreet Boys?
Yes. Wait, no.
No.
New Kids on the Block, man.
New Kids.
Yeah, he was also in Saw.
Trust me, I saw them in concert.
Did you?
New Kids on the Block.
It's okay. Danny, the old host of the show, used to call me Donnie Wahlberg because I'd always go in looking like him. Because, you know, thinning hairline, white shoes, white shirt, and $80 jeans.
Well, you know we're gonna.
Aren't you like a lot bigger?
We're not gonna talk about your kids.
You can go fuck yourself too, Violetta. I'm just gonna let you know.
I
mean, aren't you like fucking yourself harder than any Violetta ever? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know where that came from. You know something?
What's
going
that?
Back to the whole boy band thing. You know we gotta talk about Backstreet Boys this week.
We do have to talk about Backstreet Boys. She got the right song too, man.
She did. Really did.
We'll get into it because, like, you know, we saw this week. Me and at least Jay Ali. I don't know about you, Violetta. Yeah. We saw This Is the End. And spoilers, as if you hadn't listened to the show before, which is all it's about, except for last week's episode where Jay didn't know what was going on. I'm like, don't spoil Purge. I haven't seen it. This show is all about spoilers all the time, so
yeah.
It's going to be fucking
it,
great. Exactly. So, again, guys, to give you a quick heads up, we are now part of Rabbit Hole Productions. We have a website-ish called rabbitholeproductions.tumblr.com. Yes, I am officially a 12-year-old girl.
Exciting!
Well, when you start putting glitter on all the shit, then I'm worried about you.
Yeah, you need to be, man. I used your color schemes, man. It's all you, man.
He wears glitter.
Fuck you, I do wear glitter.
No, I thought that was from the strippers.
No, he plays it off like that, but it's not. It's his own.
Okay.
And the strippers get
it
from me.
We got our very own Buffalo Bill.
Indeed.
There's a video out there of that. Just find it, man. Find it. Dick Pics Podcast.
That quick on Vine?
Yep. So now we got a new one. We're actually on Podomatic.com. Mm-hmm. We're switching to our other show. If you've heard me on Dick Pics, I doubt you're here from Dick Pics because you're probably disappointed. But we're all going to be moving to Podomatic soon, so I'm pretty happy about it. But that being said, getting the little homework out of the way, the little, you know, housekeeping. How's everyone doing this week, man?
I hate yard work. That's all I got to say.
Who doesn't all the time?
Well, the only things I've done the past couple of weeks are yard work and watching movies. I've caught up on a lot of movies that slipped through my fingers. You know, everyone's got their pile of shame, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's been my little side pursuit here, that and Netflixing the hell out of Arrested Development.
Oh, fuck you. I feel bad. Because we need to be talking about Arrested Development on this bitch. Because, you know, I listen to podcasts all the time. I read a lot of blogs. No one's got into the details and the nitty-gritty of fucking Arrested Development yet. And because I'm going to be a little bitch.
What
are you always
are you going
a little
to?
Bitch?
I'm a bitch. Wait, have you found blogs that are doing it?
Hell yes.
I'll
send you links.
Please do. Because I'm all mainstream. I'm like, I do admit, I'm very mainstream when it comes to podcasts. And, you know, Kevin Smith, Adam Carolla. No, that's opposite of a hipster. I like the mainstream. We are not the mainstream. We are the hipsters, man. But I need to see it.
Don't ever use the word hipster and me in the same place again. Please.
You'll see.
No.
I'm so hipster.
No!
I'm so hipster, I've become a bro just so I can be so mainstream, all right? I know what I am.
Oh, dear God. We're going to have to change up our...
What about you, V? What have you been up to this week?
I have to say, I've been enjoying my guilty pleasure of Harry Potter fan fiction.
Oh my God! Look, I know we just said we're hipster, but you know, can you go fuck yourself a little bit here?
That's not hipster at all. That's just
geeky.
That's geeky.
She's really the 12-year-old girl in the
world. Well, I mean,
she found her first porn, and she's like, "Look, they don't ask for a parental guidance. I can schlick to this."
Awkward.
Did you just do the fucking Close Encounters theme? Because that didn't sound like Harry Potter, man.
No, it did not.
No, alright, so, like, I'm not going to make fun of you too much. I have jerked off to Harry Potter fanfiction before, but it was between Harry Potter and Hermione, because I knew it wouldn't happen.
See, the ones I like are between Lily and James, like, and the Marauders. Like,
you jerked off to them, Lily and James?
I didn't say shipper. I jerked off.
She's a shipper.
Well, I mean, she is a shipper.
What's a shipper?
Did we just geek ourselves out there, man?
Oh, holy shit! Well, hey, full disclosure, I may or may not have written fan fiction at one point in my life.
What'd you do it for?
I'm not saying.
Come on, Digimon? Was it Digimon?
Digimon.
We have a friend, believe it or not. Like, yes. I'm not going to say his name. I know he doesn't listen to it, but nonetheless, I'm going to call him out. I'll tell you after the show. We have a friend that used to read Digimon and write Digimon fanfic.
Are you serious?
It was a dude who's older than us. Just, alright, there's too much fucking dead space there, guys.
Wait,
you don't know. You don't know B. You might know B, but you won't know. He knows exactly. Don't bring up names. No one else cares about this. So, alright. So, what'd you used to write, man? What'd you used to write?
No, I'm not telling you. I'm seriously not telling you. No, because it's sad. It's truly sad. It's sad points in a dorm room, and it's just not good. Actually, that makes it sound even worse.
I got 3 hours last night reading my fan fiction. 3 hours. Oh my god! I'm crying!
Well, here it is, guys. Like, the reason I let y'all bring this shit up on my show, Shot Job Score About Movies, Rabbit Hole is about to bring up something new on their Tumblr page, you know, and by there I mean my Tumblr page that I'm doing. We're going to have a fan fiction section. I don't think I even brought this up to you, Jay.
I know.
I will bring up one person's name specifically. Erin McCauley, the girl. Erin McCauley is the girl who's been designing my Tumblr page. She's fucking doing great. It's this nice color scheme. I don't know if you've seen it. It's looked great. But she does a lot of fan fiction, a lot of gay fan fiction. What's it called? Spartacus? But she's fucking huge in it, man. I was like, well, you want a place to fucking... I'll promote you. So there's this chick. She's also doing a show for us on YouTube called Fucking Fandom, to where she just geeks out. And I was like, well, you got tits. You can get fucking fans. So come with me. I'll fucking show people who love tits to see you. And there's another guy that I have that I'm friends with.
Are there people that don't like tits?
No, there's not a person on
earth
that
doesn't
like tits. I definitely believe that we've got people who don't have girl problems on this show.
But there's another guy that I have who is writing a screenplay for Mass Effect. I don't want to give his name out because I think he's going to use a pseudonym for it, so I don't want to do that. But he's writing a screenplay, like a TV show. He's trying to make Mass Effect, the game, into a TV show. And I've read the first two chapters of it, or episode 1 and episode 2.
Okay.
And it's fucking brilliant. And, like, I can't stress to you enough, like, because I don't like playing video games. I'm not the person that has the stamina to go through it. Like, I get really bored.
Now, you piqued my interest on this because Mass Effect is pretty much my favorite franchise out of the last generation of game systems here. We're getting ready to go into a new generation. But that's a whole nother ball of wax, but I'm curious now.
Ball of wax?
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah. That's normal phrase. I'm going to let you know, this guy's read he's read the novels, he's played all the games multiple times, every way you can play through it. He is a fucking Mass Effect genius, man. Like, he knows, he's like me when I talk about Lovecraft.
I need to talk to this man.
You will. I'll hook you up with him. Or Alice in Wonderland, which hence Rabbit Hole Productions. But I do want to give him...
Bat Hole Productions?
Rabbit Hole Productions.
It sounded like you said Bat Hole Productions.
Well, it's fuck you. It's not. It's... Glory Hole Productions is my side project that I have going. If anyone's free tonight, it's going to be Atlanta Memorial Avenue. You know, we got this. There's a hole. If there's a dick in it, just suck it. Don't bite. Anyway, so we got a mailbag question this week.
Such a family show.
This isn't a family show. Fuck you. We got a question this week from a mailbag from our biggest fan from a year ago, Daniel. What are your thoughts on Del Toro using a less digital setup for the cockpit interface in Pacific Rim opposed to the current day big budget setup of all digital? This being said, Pacific Rim being the Del Toro movie coming out this summer that's supposed to be a huge movie about robots fighting aliens. It's a Gundam fucking thing fighting a giant fucking Cloverfield.
I don't know why you think this...
It looks like
it
Gundam.
It does not look like Gundam.
Too.
It's the first American mech,
Gundam.
Man.
It looks like fucking Gundam.
It does not.
Yeah.
But,
no.
So what he's asking is...
It definitely does have all of its roots in Japanese Mecha Fend.
It's got Godzilla and a goddamn mech, man.
Yes, it's Godzilla and mech.
It's Godzilla and mech. You're absolutely
That's what they should have called it.
Godzilla and mech.
I would watch the shit out of that movie.
And I'd be right there first in line.
Yes.
Can you tell I want to
see it? See, it just kind of looks like it's going to fail.
I don't think that at all. No. I'm not excited about it, but I love Del Toro.
The way they've been boosting this movie, I can't see that happening.
Just the trailers just make it look...
Did you see the Hellboy movies?
They look awesome.
I saw like half of them.
All right, that's fine. What about you, Jay? Did you see a Hellboy movie?
Hell yeah.
Okay, of course. Now, when you saw the trailer, the first Hellboy movie, did you not go like, this is going to be kind of shit? Like, I didn't think anything special of it.
I was very pleased and surprised with the final outcome when I actually saw the movie.
And I agree. Now, the Hellboy movies are the one that made me realize, like, this Del Toro dude can take the biggest piece of shit and make it a cinematic fucking adventure, man. Like if, you know, if Whedon hadn't done Avengers, I'd been like, Del Toro, fucking make him do it. Like, it'll be a little bit more underground, but, like, people who love him are going to love him. And so I don't think this movie's going to do bad. Now, as for our specific question, the digital setup, like if you look in the previews, you see these guys walking around in the cockpit instead of sitting there.
There's enough behind-the-scenes stuff to show you what it looks like.
Yeah.
You see how much is green screen and how much isn't, at least in certain segments.
And I can't give much shit to that yet. You know, like, I haven't seen it. But I'm not cool with it. And B, thank you for that burp, being the first chick to burp on Shot, Chopped, and Scored. There you go. But I'm not sure how I feel about it, man. Because I, like, if we were going to really make... I can't believe I'm about to talk about a movie being realistic. If we were going to talk about this movie being real, like, it would be all fucking, you know, commands, typing commands, joysticks. You would not be walking around a fucking mech. These dudes are. Now,
you know,
will it work in a fucking movie?
Me of,
yeah, maybe.
It reminds me of an old movie, Robot Jocks.
No. You just stumped me, dude. You just sound like the 80s movie with fucking Rutger Hauer, man.
It's kind of old. You're looking at like 90s, 80s kind of deal here. It's a big mech movie. They walked around and everything.
Fuck you, young one.
So it's, that's what that, that's what
Padawan.
It reminds me of.
Young Padawan.
She's like, you what? Don't even know what a Padawan is. You would never be a Padawan.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You're a goddamn Ewok.
She would have died with the younglings.
Hey, no.
I don't know. No. But, So what do you feel about it, Jay? I'm not going to ask you, V, because, like, you're kind of looking at me like, what's Pacific Rim?
I know what it is. I don't have a desire to see it.
That's fine. So what about you, Jay? Like, you're telling me, like, you know, you've seen movies with this idea, but what are you thinking? Like, do you think it'll be better or worse?
I think there's... I know the reasons why certain things have been put into the movie, and... I see, based on some of the stuff that I've seen in the behind-the-scenes stuff and concept art and everything else, there's a lot more backstory to this than that's going to obviously show up in the movie, so I'm really interested in this, and I'm a big fan of old-school mech animes. I grew up on, I can't believe I'm going to say this word, Robotech, Macross.
Go ahead, date us here, motherfucker. Yeah. Date us.
Voltron.
Voltron was the shit, but I hate mech. Voltron and even Power Rangers, man. Like, every fucking week it ended with a goddamn
with a mech
sword fucking fight, man.
All of that kind of shit.
How do you think that feels with today's kids? I mean, like, I know Power Rangers still exist, but mechs don't exist anymore.
That's
us.
This doesn't remind, like, I know you brought up Gundam. You brought Gundam up, right?
Oh, yeah.
It does not look, it actually looks like another one that was on Cartoon Network. It was
Zoids.
Called, yeah,
No.
Fuck
it. I love Zoids. Fuck you.
Fuck you for even bringing that shit up. Big O.
I never watched Big O, but I know what you're talking about. That was an Adult Swim fucking big spender there, man.
Right down to some of the designs of the mechs themselves. Reminds me a lot of Big O.
Big O reminded me of Batman.
It was Batman.
Batman with mechs.
It was Batman with mechs.
Can that be our next podcast show, guys? Batman with mechs.
That can be the name of it. I am all for it.
The trailer kind of reminds me of that, what was that? The robot fighting movie with Wolverine. What was that movie?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Called Real Steel.
Yeah.
Which was a complete rip-off of a fucking Twilight Zone show.
Well, But the trailer kind of looks like it's another version of that, just bigger and fighting aliens. I'm just going
to
say.
I don't know. It does have the Del Toro Lovecraftian feel to it to me with all the water.
The
fuck
water.
You, man. Like, yeah, there's, like, every fucking
Lovecraft.
Scene. I love Lovecraft, and I have to bring
it
up.
You know what? We're going to have to start putting, like, there's got to be a
meme or something. Little hashtag Lovecraft.
How many times does he bring
that's
up?
The drinking game. That's the drinking game, Matt. Anytime Richard says Lovecraft or Cthulhu, you know, it happens, man.
Any Lovecraft reference, that take a shot.
I'm dead serious, though, man. That whole fucking show, that whole trailer is in water. Like, them things are just leaking so much, and I'm like, that's right.
They come from underwater. They come from...
So does Cthulhu. Yeah.
Exactly.
Coincidence? I think not.
Well, who knows? They might end up fighting Cthulhu at the end of the movie.
Oh my god! I am the biggest fan of this movie now. I'll be the first to lie.
You're
going to
jizz your pants in the theater?
You don't even... I know. I'm going to jerk off straight off of the theater, man.
Oh, man.
Those poor workers.
All right, guys. So let's get into the main part of the show. Sorry for everyone listening to just us rambling, but this has been really fun for us.
I know.
Yeah, but hell yes.
All right. So this week we've seen a couple of movies. We've seen Superman, This is the End, and World War Z, and a couple of TV shows. We'll get into that later. But the big... And Monsters Fucking University, we're not talking about it. Fuck you, V. Fuck
you. You know what? It was fucking fantastic.
I know, but none of us seen it.
Screaming children in the theater. Other than that, you know, but...
Believe it or not, we do talk about kids' shows here. We talked about Brave once.
Once.
It was a big
mistake.
Well,
we can talk about Monsters University once.
We'll see if time allows. But the first thing that we need to get into...
We'll give you a Monster Minute.
We need to get into Superman, the Man of Steel, by Zack Snyder. All right, so all three of us have actually seen this one, right?
Is it really by Zack Snyder?
Not really. But that's we get into that later. Let's go with the first thing that I have here. Let's talk about Henry Cavill.
Cavill? I don't know, but he is yummy.
Let's
British
talk about
Superman. That's what we need to call him.
British Superman.
He's yummy.
All right. So, you know, Christopher Reeves, fucking everyone else has played him. I'm sorry. George Reeves, that was the other guy that played him back in the 30s.
Oh, he went way back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's been plenty of people, and I can look up all their names, but George Reeves was the guy that died. They made Hollywoodland movie. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They made that about him because it's a really fucked up idea. Have you ever heard it about the death of the guy who played Superman? Who is still the name of Reeves? Go look it up, V. It's a fucking brilliant idea. But Henry, this dude was a fucking genius Superman. I loved him. I fucking loved him. There was nothing I had against him. He was a little like, I thought they should have shaved his chest when they shaved his beard. But, you know, that's just me.
I wish he had had his beard the entire time. Like, I have a thing for beard.
Fuck you.
No, it's super.
Fuck you.
Hey, I know it's Superman and he can't have a beard.
Don't write your fan fiction.
You know, with him with a beard, it was just like, yeah.
Like I said, go fucking write your fan fiction. That is not
look,
fucking Superman.
They did this shit on the internet, guys. Kevin Smith, Bill Nye, fucking the guys from MythBusters. They all did a Gillette commercial that was like, "How does the Man of Steel shave?" I watched all those more than I watched the Man of Steel trailer because I was like, "Why the fuck does he have a beard? You can't shave the beard. Would he fly into the sun?" And not once. Did this motherfucker Henry Cavill fly into the sun? There is no other way they could cut his hair. And the way he shaved his beard, I can only assume is that he sucked General Zod's dick and the sperm shot out at such a speed that it fucking ripped the beard from him.
Really?
Anyone else have a better fucking scenario? I think not.
Apparently you've been writing.
I know.
The fuck? So we're now the fan fiction show.
Yeah.
two minutes into Superman. This is where we are. Thank you. I can see where this is already going to go.
I'm sorry. He's just yummy. So is Amy Adams, though. I will say that. She is... Ugh.
Actually, I don't agree with you.
What?
I like... No. Hold on. Let me defend. Give me a second to defend.
Okay.
I thought Amy Adams did fine. I thought she was a great Lois Lane.
I have a feeling I know what you're about to say.
But I thought she was the most replaceable character in that movie. Amy Adams was great, but like
agree.
I was like, anyone could have played that.
I absolutely agree.
But I love Amy Adams.
I have a feeling...
Let's go with Jay. Jay's my co-host, so fuck you, man.
I have a feeling...
that there's a version of this script that did not have Lois Lane in it at
probably.
All.
Probably.
Now, or if she showed up at the very end of the movie.
Now, I don't agree with that, because Lois Lane had to be in it. But yeah. Did y'all notice that there was no Jimmy Olsen, that it was Jenny Olsen?
Is she actually Olsen? I've been wondering about. I have not checked that yet. So she,
I cannot swear to it. Oh, but someone, go to it. Me and you will talk for a second, because I did see that. You know the chick that was her best friend?
Yes, everything? Yes, yes, yes.
That's supposed to be Jimmy Olsen, the guy who was Crimson Fist on Dick Clicks, talked about me and Kyle. We are Jimmy Olsen, so we're apparently females now.
Oh, that's
so, but what did you think about the? Let's go back to that, like the whole newspaper, the Daily Planet. What did you think about that? I thought it was great.
What do you mean?
You know, Lawrence Fishburne playing Perry White, and you got Lois Lane,
mm-hmm.
and fucking at the end. And I like spoiler,
how she,
guys.
I like how she
end.
Says, "Welcome to the planet."
You know what?
Yes, yeah, and she looks at him and says, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
She says, "Fuck you," with the whole putting the glasses on. They did not act like that was like, "Oh, you're Superman. Take the glasses off. You're fucking, or put the glasses on. You're Clark Kent." Yeah. She looked down and goes, "Really? Are you fucking kidding me?"
She's an intelligent Lois Lane.
She is smart, and I'll give that. The Lois Lane character is perfect with
because
that.
Because if she's supposed to be like an award-winning news reporter,
Pulitzer Prize-winning
reporter, should have been able to figure out he's fucking Superman.
Well, this is what it's brought up to me. You basically turned it into The Adventures of Lois and Clark.
Which was a great fucking show.
But we can already see where your brain is going.
Yes!
That's not good. But you got
to
remember, this is Nolan world, so that means nobody can be happy.
I will see anything with Amy Adams.
Coincidentally,
except Enchanted.
Jenny
she was great
does not
Enchanted.
Have a last name.
I will see her with anything she is in. I will go and see. I love Amy Adams.
Okay,
wait. I second this.
Yeah.
Like anything.
I won't agree. I'd love
Although,
Enchanted.
Although I have a hard time deciding between which one I like more, her or Isla Fisher.
Which one's you know I'm bad with names, so.
Now You See Me. She.
I haven't seen that movie yet. God damn, I haven't seen that movie yet. I want to see that. Geez. It looks like fucking.
It looks good.
It's all magic,
man. Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yeah. She's the crazy bitch that fucks, was it Vince Vaughn? I don't remember
Vince
who she fucked. She fucked one of them.
Yes. Cute redhead, goes crazy, Vince Vaughn, yes. She's married to Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes.
Why?
Wasn't she also in,
She could marry me, it'd be the same wife.
Is she the one, American Pie?
No, you're talking about. No.
I mean, they're all redheads. They kind of merge.
Continuing on.
All right. So, Henry Cavill, pretty good Superman. Let's go on to the next person, man. There is Michael Shannon, the guy who played General Zod.
To me, he was the fucking king on this show.
Now, let me disagree. Not disagree. Like, I like him.
Really, I want to know
Thank
how
you
disagree.
V, because, like, everyone that I know that likes movies, and V, you're not one of them.
Hey, I like movies. I
everyone's been up
them.
Against me. Like, I thought he was very static. And not static in a sense like he wasn't acting. He did a fine job, but I felt that he was very comic-y in the movie. But now, that being said, he's being very comic-y in a fucking comic movie. Maybe he was trying to do that, and I loved him in the movie Bug. You know, so I think he's a great fucking actor. But like when I watched that movie, I was like, he's like, "But Kal-El, I will get you."
He's made his living doing character roles.
Yes.
He's on.
Like I said, Bug is the one I know.
He's
from.
He's on Boardwalk
Empire.
Yes.
HBO.
Yes, he is. He's the. Have you not watched the show?
I know I have. That's why I'm sitting
he's
here
the,
going.
He's
a great actor.
You are right.
Yeah, he's the
If y'all
the
could
FBI
see
agent.
That face.
He's the FBI
it's
agent.
It's the old face.
Yes. This guy, when he gets into a role, he disappears in them. Just like you're just like, oh, that's him. You put it together. That's the kind of actor he is. He just kind of.
No, he is great.
I think he missed, though, in this role. I just don't.
And I will disagree with you there, V, because though I'm like saying, like, I did not like him as General Zod, he is the character that fucking. He owns it, man. Like, everyone that I've talked to that has talked about Man of Steel has been like, General Zod is the best character. And I'm like, no. I agree Michael Shannon is a great actor, but I feel that the character he's playing is, for the rest of the way that movie's trying to be is so stark.
You're saying this guy's campy and everybody else is whining about Neil before Zod.
No, I'm not trying to go by that, because I hate Christopher Reeve movies. I hate all of them except for Village of the Damned, alright? So fuck you. I do not like Superman. This is the first Superman movie that has worked. This is better than Batman, or not Batman Returns. Superman Returns with fucking Brandon Roth.
Yes.
It's better than his. This is the first Superman movie that works, dude.
It's way better than Superman Returns, but I'm sorry. God is the man in this. To me, he was more animated than Superman.
Someone
Superman
get the laptop
was more static to me.
All right, no, fuck you. You know who who the man? No.
Wait,
you know who the man was?
You tell me why.
No, I'm taking a step back. I'm taking you a step back. You know who the man in this movie was, and I need someone to look it up right now?
Who?
The lieutenant in Zod's fucking... The girl lieutenant in
Fuck
Zod's
yes,
army.
She has German actress. Major balls.
She was the fucking man.
She's a standout. She's a standout.
Now, fuck General Zod.
I'm not
Zod.
Pronouncing her name. She plays...
What's her name?
Her name... I am not pronouncing
it. Someone pronounce it.
Antasia...
She's the chick
name.
From Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, yum.
No, I'm lying, guys. I'm lying. Because that seems like a joke people would accept.
I'm already getting shit on I'm already getting shit on Twitter about that.
About Korean names.
No,
how we
fucked up all last time.
What did we fuck up last time?
Every time we were like, I don't know who this fucker is. I don't know who this is.
Well, it's because we get into the shit and we get so far out there. They're like, fuck, we didn't look this part up, so.
No, but she was, the only thing that you probably remember her from at all is Pandorum, if you've ever seen it.
I never finished Pandorum, but that was a great
movie.
She's
in Pandorum.
Scroll down and see what else.
She's only been in two English languages.
Oh, okay,
movies.
Well, that explains a lot.
German actress.
Let's move on Let's move on a little bit. So we got to Henry Cavill. Yeah. We got to Michael Shannon. Let's go into the big name in this. The name that people actually know. Fucking Zack Snyder. All right. So Zack Snyder's
really?
Guy.
He's the big name guy.
Oh, well, I mean, you want to go Christopher Nolan. We'll get to Christopher Nolan.
I know. I'm giving you shit.
I think Zack Snyder has a big name, man. Because you go with 300.
No, he's huge.
And we're going. The main one I want to talk about is fucking Watchmen. So this dude's done the best comic book that's ever existed and made it into a movie he made fucking Watchmen, then he made the best superhero ever. Superman, like, as much as I fucking hate on Superman, he was able to make it into an acceptable movie.
He also did 300. You're skipping completely.
No, he made 300. He made a fucking Sucker Punch.
He made that piece of shit. Sucker Punch.
Oh, fuck you! Sucker Punch was his worst movie, but it wasn't a piece of shit.
No!
Ow!
No!
So that would be at J. Ollie Stokes on Twitter.
Yes.
Please hit him up, guys.
Come at me.
They cut out a lot of stuff because they didn't want it to appear
okay,
like
no, wait, 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 wait,
stop
B,
right
wait,
there.
B. Don't,
stop
don't
right
defend.
There.
That movie was great the way it was. If he wants to hate on it, fine.
Yes.
They can cut everything they want. It was still a good movie.
It was still a good movie. No, I loved it. I loved it. Don't get me wrong.
All right. So anyway, Zack Snyder, let's get into into a little bit above the normal viewers thing on it. I was very scared watching Man of Steel because I was like,
what?
When you see Sucker Punch, when you see 300, when you see Watchmen, it's a very colorful film.
Yes.
And you see fucking Man of Steel pop up.
When you first see the original teaser trailer,
it's very.
I was very worried because it was all muted.
Yeah.
It's the most muted movie ever.
Yeah, it's very muted.
And
I feel like in order to capture the whole aspect of this movie, it being a little bit darker, because Superman is normally da-da-da-da, I'm here. And
well,
this one was more a darker effect on Superman than it normally
that
is.
Was Nolan's effect on it.
Yes, and I really liked it.
And
I think it
Snyder
worked
fucking
well.
Worked that shit out. Yeah.
Now, you can tell they had him on a short leash with this movie.
Yes.
But thank God they did, because it fucking owned it, man.
Yeah,
but there was nothing left to chance with this movie. To me, in a lot of cases, I almost felt like the movie was a little too safe.
How?
No, I agree with him. Is a movie that's trying to say, like, hey, this is the Iron Man in the DC world. We're trying to make the Justice League movie like Marvel made fucking Avengers.
Okay.
That's what this movie said to me. Like,
yes.
We're making a universe.
That's why
it was a sci-fi movie and not an action movie.
They have to be able to compete with that, though, because,
I agree.
They have to,
that's why this movie was made. It was made to compete. It was made.
This movie is marketing promotion.
They
just
gotta be like,
DC
fuck
universe.
You, we will compete with you.
I wouldn't even say it's a fuck you. This movie is like, we're going
to
make fucking
to.
Money. That's what this was.
Had, especially after Green Lantern bomb. So
oh,
far.
My God.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, Batman's been doing great. No one can deny that. Batman's been awesome.
Yeah, but that wasn't...
But, I mean, what else is there? Even Superman Returns fucking sucked.
But
fucking, The rest of the Supermans are hokey, you know, with Christopher Reeve.
But they had, to go back to the first two Superman movies, the most successful and most
Superman
loved Superman
is
movies,
the ideal to get the ideas of comic and books. Bases. Yeah. Now, with the color scheme, going back to that, there was one scene I want to specifically talk to y'all about. There, you know, remember, it's toward the ending where they get into the big fight and, you know, Lawrence Fishburne is fucking trying to pull Jimmy Olsen or Jenny Olsen out of the fucking rubble. And
so
Superman.
She's
Jenny Olsen, goddammit.
Gender switch Jimmy here.
Yes, which is genius.
It was really good.
But Superman flies down and there's this dark fucking metropolis. There's fucking ash falling. It looks like 9/11.
The whole city's falling apart.
Yeah, I felt like it's like another version of No Man's Land all over again. And that's really funny because they rebuilt everything in No Man's Land in the comics.
And when this happens, this is the first time, at least that I noticed, that I'm like, look at the colors on Superman's suit. Like, this is like everything else is more muted than the mute blue, the mute red, the mute everything. It was fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Because when he stands out at the fucking brink of destruction, you see this man who stands up and goes, I am more. No longer am I just a man.
Well, look what they used all the colors for. All the color was used in the sunlight moments.
It was.
Every moment where the sunlight pops out, when he flies into the air. And the darkest moment where he's got it, after he smashes the machine towards the end, and what happens? The sunlight comes out, in steps Superman, in the flashbacks, he's standing there with his cape on as a little kid.
Oh my god, hold on, can we step back for a second?
Oh, okay.
While I'm drinking a beer. look. I hate admitting this because this movie has been a very pop movie. It's nothing that special. Kevin Costner was the art to it to me, but there was that scene, it was close to the end, to where the kid is wearing the cape.
Yes.
I fucking teared up, man. Watched it and I'm like,
Remember what I wrote, to me, all of the flashbacks, that was the emotional connection of the entire, that's all of it. The entire movie, to me, otherwise throughout this movie, there's
Can
not a whole
swallow
lot of fun.
Any louder? Jesus. Jesus. Go suck a dick somewhere else.
Go ahead, Jay.
Here we go.
Sorry.
That would have been a better joke if y'all would have kept going, but thank you.
Yes.
That was great.
Yes.
I liked how in the movie that there were geeky aspects. Like, you know, at the beginning of it, you see the moon blown up, like in the comics.
Oh, seeing that, fucking, watching Krypton blow up?
Yes.
Why the fuck haven't they done that in a movie before?
It was so, though I was confused by the skull at first. I was like, what the fuck is
this skull? They explained that perfectly throughout the whole movie.
See,
that was the best part about this entire film, was explaining Krypton, because I am a big fan of the comics.
I'm
a big fan of the fucking cartoon movies, like, you know, Justice League movies, like the cartoon versions.
The smartest thing they did.
Great.
The smartest things they did.
I even liked Russell Crowe.
Was they?
I hate that.
I hate that son of a bitch.
I will say those costumes.
Fuck you.
Though,
you want to fight around the world? Come on.
The costumes in the beginning, like the whole time I was sitting there going, I could do that. I want to make that. I'm sorry.
When you guys are at Dragon Con, come look at the Dick Picks. Krypton suits that me and Kyle will be wearing.
Oh man, I wish. No, I have enough planned for Dragon Con this year. It did cross my mind just to go, I'm going to scrap my costume and start making those because they were fucking epic. I mean, like, they were so good. But
this is what else V does in her spare time along with reading fan
fiction. We should say that. Violetta here. She is going to be the person who is doing our Rabbit Hole Productions merchandise. She's going to be, we started was, if you listen to Dick Pick's podcast, she was the chick that popped up who was going to say, like, hey, I'll make, t-shirts for you and stickers for you and business cards for you. So she's going to be doing it for Shot Chops and Scored on another level and Dick Pick's.
Yeah, and whatever else comes up in the...
She's actually a designer,
so she's
kind of famous herself. So thank you for joining us here on the show. Maybe
problem.
We should have said that, 30 minutes ago. But
these people are going, who is this random bitch?
No, they're not saying that by now. By now, they've all tuned out. They're like, fuck you. But yeah.
I love you too. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. So,
I think we need to talk about the Christian parable here that's been running around throughout the whole movie.
I was trying to avoid that. All right, let's get into it.
We gotta acknowledge that it's there.
All right, that's fine. Let's get that. Let's move on. But the reason I said I want to avoid this is because I've actually had a lot of people at work get pissed off at me because I think I have to assume it was you, Jay, who posted some shit on Chop Chop and Score at Facebook.com. Was that right?
I posted the link.
You what? Posted the link. People got really pissed off
what
at that.
It?
Hold on. It was a
there
link
was
that.
Talk about. What?
All right, hold on. Let's step back because she doesn't know either.
No, I don't.
All right,
know
so on. Jay here posted a link and it was that said some shit that the movie and the comic was a very Jesus parable.
That's what one of my friends was saying. He was saying Superman is Jesus.
What ends up happening is that Paramount has decided to target
Christians,
and they brought in pastors and other church leaders and brought them in to watch the movie and even handed out sermon notes.
What?
Yeah, well, hold on. Dial it back from there. So they've done this. So Superman is the story about a man who is better than every man on earth, which
Sorry,
is Jesus.
Curious.
That's fine. He's better than every man like Jesus. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that he's posted is what he's saying.
Ultimate
that Paramount is trying to post all this shit that's like, this is a religious movie. So a lot of people that are watching are like, fuck you, this ain't religious, this is Superman.
Yeah.
And people that are on our Facebook, in which, look, Jay, I'm not fucking telling you to stop. Fucking post all fucking things that will be,
controversial?
Very controversial, all right?
No,
so that's fucking great.
No, I didn't see a problem with it in the first place.
But people have been really up in arms about this because Superman is a very controversial thing.
You guys are controversial, though. With
we got a show called Dick Pics.
Yeah,
of course
exactly.
We're controversial.
So, I mean, if they're getting pissy about you posting something controversial, then it's like, why are you listening
to
you?
But that's not even the key point. It doesn't matter if you believe or not.
Yeah.
There are definite parallels within the story.
Yes.
Yes, there are definite.
So,
100%.
I mean, that's just there. It doesn't mean that you have to believe in it. You just have to acknowledge the fact that there's something there. And I believe that the scriptwriter definitely
he went
straight in with it and went deep into it. Like he's in interviews, him and Snyder have said that that's where they went with it.
What do you think? Like, I mean, like, look, I'm not gonna lie, because I'm a big fan. Like, when we go into comics, I love Justice League. Now, fuck Superman. Like, alright, Superman's too strong. I don't care about him unless you have Doomsday in there. But as far as Justice League goes and Superman, he is Jesus. He's supposed to be the perfection of man. What do you think? Like, as far as this movie goes, I think he fucking does own up. What about you? He sacrifices himself, at least.
There's too many things that allude to the idea of him being an example. He's supposed to be able to stand heads and shoulders. He's supposed to show the best of what humanity can be. And there's obviously the aspect of him sharing, being able to bridge the gap between his people and humanity.
Which is fucked up because he's not human.
Now, these are all leading up to Justice League, right?
We'll see as the movies come out. Like he says, it's general idea. I think this is a standalone movie, as it is. But
I thought
they were planning
on doing Justice League. Though.
They are. They're planning on doing Justice League movie, but they're going to fucking
to make sure it was going to be a success before they move with that idea.
And it has been.
Yes.
Now, but they're going to have to reboot fucking Batman.
One thing I will say when they reboot it, I swear to God, I hope they bring in Harley Quinn. Like I will just.
They will not. If they bring in Harley Quinn, I'll be so fucking freaked out.
No,
I love Harley Quinn. Oh my God.
I'm more worried about Zack Snyder doing a Wonder Woman movie.
But they're planning on that.
Holy shit, that would be awesome, dude. Fuck
not.
You.
No.
They can't do Harley Quinn without Tara Strong, so fuck you.
I always thought
Brittany Murphy would have been a good Harley Quinn.
Yeah, she's dead.
Yes,
so Tara Strong,
think,
so fuck you.
I'm just saying Brittany Murphy would have been, like, ideal, except for she fucking died.
Sorry, no good.
know.
Yeah, so anyway. All right, so fuck it. Superman, apparently we're big fucking fans, guys, and I hate to fucking push this forward, but we've been talking about this for 39 minutes.
We talked about a lot of stuff at the beginning, though.
No, we've not as much as you think.
We talked about fan fiction and shit like that. Don't say it wasn't anyway, 39.
Anyway, so go fuck yourself, B.
You know what? Go blow yourself. How about that?
If I could, I would, and I wouldn't be doing a podcast.
I know you would. You would be on
me and Jay Ali.
He would have done a video podcast.
He's blowing himself.
Millions.
The wonders of Richard.
So if you want to see it, it's vine.dickpics.com. It's me blowing myself. Anyway, so me and Jay Ali saw this movie called This Is the End, starring Seth Rogen, Jay Bruchel, Danny McBride, and Green Goblin. Jonah Hill is actually a big part of it, and James Franco. It's a fucking great movie. It's James actually Franco's a little bit. It's a little old now by the time anyone's listening to this shit.
It came out the same
but
week.
It was a fucking. It was genius. I have never laughed so hard. I was in a movie
not
by myself.
Mary?
Oh no! Look, I love Kevin Smith, man, but Kevin Smith could not own up to this movie. This fucking six or seven friends who goes. Guys, what would it be like if the apocalypse happened and, you know, we
Captain?
Were smoking... the apocalypse. Fuck you.
Captain?
The apocalypse was happening and we were smoking pot. That's what the movie is. The apocalypse happening with a bunch of potheads, which I can associate with, even though I don't smoke pot.
Is it the apocalypse?
No. Like the religious Christian apocalypse, dude.
That's a what?
Yes. There's demons and the devil.
Like
so we're back on Christianity.
He does. Oh, let's get back on to Christianity.
We're back on Christianity.
Let's get back to it. It was a great fucking movie, man. It was so funny. Danny McBride popped. Like, anyone listening, let me step back. Everyone's silent for a second.
Oh, please.
The movie was shit. Until Danny McBride walked in, and I was like, oh my god.
Okay.
This is great.
Every time Danny was on screen.
Please don't insult him.
No. I'm, first of all, huge McBride fan. That dude is gold. And when he came, every time he was on screen, it took the movie to where it could have been. Like, this movie could have been a whole lot better. I still loved it. I still laughed through the whole thing, but there were parts of it that kind of stalled to me.
Did
and
you know there was originally a
yes, it was originally
a short film.
It was a short film.
It was
film.
Dre Bouchel and Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Now, granted, like, look, this was not the best movie. Anyone that's watching this, so, like, this was not fucking, Titanic. Like, granted, no, it's a fucking comedy film.
It doesn't stand up to even some of the movies these guys have been in together.
No, I agree, but, like, still, if you like these guys and you love... No, take it back. If you love these guys and you think, they're cool dudes, I'd like to hang with them, this is the movie you want to watch.
If you've liked their stuff before, you're going to enjoy this movie.
Yes.
Because, for one thing... And I think this is the bravest idea, is the idea that these guys get to be themselves, very broad versions of themselves.
Yeah. Did you see Channing Tatum in it?
What?
Yes.
Channing Tatum turns into the fucking gimp.
There are so many awesome little cameos.
There's so many cameos
in this movie that just... Now, and you know something? The cameos were an interesting piece for me because... It made the beginning of the movie pretty much starts at a party.
Yeah,
and they spent so
the
much
party
time.
I wish I was at.
I wanted to see the movie about that party. That was what I want. I got to a point where I kept thinking about. I wonder what a movie would have been about with all of these same people acting retarded at a party. Michael Cera stole some scenes in this.
Holy
movie.
Shit! Michael Cera's in that movie for fucking 30 minutes. And he's the best character in there. Like, oh my god. Well, like, you know, like, I'm watching the movie and McBride pops in like 45 minutes later and I'm like, thank god. Because that break between Sarah and McBride, I'm like, this is so boring right now.
And how about Emma Watson popping up in
this shit?
Emma Watson, like, she comes in with an axe and beats people because they say they're going to rape her.
Oh my god.
Now, you have to see the movie. I don't even want to explain it.
Yeah,
I don't want to explain it. It's too hard
to
explain.
Say anything about the kind of, you just got to watch it. It's just, it's really, really.
And in defense of that, do you know who they initially asked to be in that part?
Who?
Daniel Radcliffe. They sent it to him like 3 years ago and said, hey, you want to be in this movie? He's like, it's not good enough. I cannot be in this after I am, you know, by the way,
Harry
Daniel
Potter.
Radcliffe.
I am.
So, you know.
I mean. And that's what's so fun about it is that Emma Watson apparently doesn't take it that seriously.
And she said fuck so many times that, like, I literally pulled my dick out and started jerking off in the theater, man.
And I'm at the point now, I'm going to go see Bling Ring on the strength of this.
Dick off?
It's called dick pics, bro. Come on, keep with it.
But you said it's not about dicks.
Oh, wait, this is Shot Shop Discord. Anyway, dick pics at podbean.com. You know, whatever.
They missed a golden opportunity by not having Kevin Hart in that house.
Oh my god, I can't believe they killed Kevin Hart off, dude. Hart's genius. I love Kevin Hart.
Can you imagine him and Danny McBride arguing?
I can't believe they did Danny McBride like they did. Because, like, you've seen Eastbound and Down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eastbound and Down is the funniest TV show on TV, alright? And, like, they pulled him in literally 45 minutes into the show, and he fucking owns it for the entire time. He's all like, everyone else in that show is like, fuck everyone else. It's Danny McBride, even though he's the biggest dick you've ever seen.
The movie's funny all through the point.
Craig Robertson.
It starts off hilarious when they're in the car. I love their argument in the car. Then they get to the party.
Carl's Jr. Take me to Carl's Jr.
Everything in the party was really funny. And then McBride takes it up a notch. Him on screen, the argument between him and James Franco is gold. I'm here.
I'll jizz on anything I want to jizz on.
I will say there are awkward hand motions going on right now.
But if you've seen the movie, you completely understand.
I feel scared.
You know, I'm actually shocked, Jay. Like, I thought me and you were going to be a lot more like different on this, but me and you apparently both
I think the difference is you were just like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever, and I thought it was funny and it was solid. I didn't think it was I think I had higher hopes for this movie than you did.
No. Like, I've always loved these guys. Like, these are the guys I want to be. Like Seth Rogen, Jay Bruchel especially. This is what I loved about Jay Bruchel, because he fucking popped up as a mainstream person in this instead of a fucking, you know, just a nobody. And, like, the way they portrayed him in the movie was nobody. And, like, he was in fucking Sorcerer's Apprentice. He was in fucking Tropic Thunder. He's in Fanboys. He's a fucking huge star, dude.
No, he's well known, but he's not.
He's not Seth Rogen, dude.
He's not the level of all these other guys. And then he's not even at the level of Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson's fucking huge. It's fucking, you're talking about The Office, fucking Hot Tub Time Machine,
here's
dude.
What's scary. He's now doing. He's making money with Madea.
You're fucking shitting me.
He's in the latest movie by.
So he's homeless now. Tyler Perry. You're telling me.
he's in the newest Tyler Perry movie with, coincidentally.
All right.
We're not gonna get into that.
Let's move on.
I'm just saying he's making money.
I promise this, and I still mean it today. And by today, I mean the hour that you've been listening to us. We also, and by we, I mean me. We saw World War Z, and by World War Z, at least everyone here has read it, Violetta. I actually am the only one that has seen World War Z, and I want to get into this very briefly, because I think I'm the only one that's seen it. And Jay, do you agree that it looks bad?
I have not been impressed with anything I've seen.
I actually watched the an hour of the movie. I walked out. I paid, watched half of it, and I was like, fuck this movie, dude. Jay, the fucking World War Z, dude, that's that fucking piece of shit, dude. And now, you've read the book, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. As soon as I saw that trailer, I knew it had very little to do with the book other than...
My thing is like...
Bits and pieces. The concept is pretty much World War Z. That's about it.
When I saw the trailers, like, at first, I couldn't tell if it were like... The swarms of, I guess, people, if they were like zombies or if it was like some weird thing that was corrupting them and rolling.
What's a zombie? Yeah, is that like Rob Thomas playing the zombie?
What?
Nothing. Go on.
Like, but when they showed like them trying to climb up the wall, I was like, it looked like some mash, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is this some alien species that's morphing people in a blob? Like, what's that video game with the people that roll?
Katamari?
Yes, Katamari!
All right. So let me get into this.
Katamari.
Let me get this. So I've actually...
Human Play-Doh.
I've actually seen the movie, all right? So, like, I did go in late and I left early. I'll be honest. Like, I walked out of that movie and I don't ever walk out of a fucking movie, dude.
I will end up watching it just because I want
to. I'll watch it when it gets on TV.
When it gets on TV, that's fine. Don't fucking pay money for it, man. I saw, like, it's Brad Pitt. Like, the movie starts with Brad Pitt in the car with his fucking kids. And a fucking zombie apocalypse happens, and I'm like, how the fuck did you not catch this shit?
So shit fucking happens, alright?
And, like, they're running, and the whole thing, like, if you read the book, and, Jay, I know you read the book.
Yeah.
So the book is about a fucking author, or a reporter, who goes across the world after the zombie apocalypse, and he's like, hey, so this shit happened here, and this is what happened. This is a movie about a fucking dude who's like, zombie apocalypse happens, and I want to fucking
happens,
get my family out.
It does have the girl from The Killing, his wife.
Go fuck yourself. I don't know who that is.
The wife.
But that's not a good show.
What? What?
Go back to it.
So
he's fucking trying to get his family out of this town that he's in. This big town, it's like New York City, you know,
it's New York,
all right? And they're like, he talks to the government, he's like, hey guys, my family's here, let me get them out. And they're like, no. He's like, hey, I used to work for the government. And they're like, oh, well, tell me you're sorry. He's like, I'm sorry. They're like, come on, let's go. It's fucking stupid, dude. I'm seriously, man, like, it's like, it makes no fucking sense at all. Like, this is the worst story I've ever seen in my life. And, I can deal with a fucking zombie story. If it's just a fucking random zombie story. But this is supposed to be World War Z, which is a story about a reporter going across the world dealing with a post-apocalyptic world and how they dealt with a zombie apocalypse. And this guy is going, I used to work for the CIA, so I'm saving my family. I am also Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
It's a fucking stupid goddamn story.
I feel like the only reason this movie even got made was because of
Brad Pitt.
Because, to be honest with you,
did he fund it or something?
He helped.
He had a big hand in this altogether. And the reason why I think he wanted this to go through is because he wants a franchise.
Didn't he call it, though, when he was in Atlanta for the screen, call it World War Z?
World War Z, but that's very. It doesn't matter. Who fucking cares?
I'm just saying. He fucked up his own movie title.
Now, World War Z, World War Z, who fucking cares? So, from World War Z to TV, let's get into that, guys. Have any of you seen the new TV show Under the Dome, which just came out yesterday, which I think was the 23rd? What month is this?
I thought it was the 24th yesterday.
24th yesterday? Wait, today's not the 24th?
Today's the 25th.
Shit, I just paid a bill I shouldn't have paid, man.
Girl, you'll live.
I don't know, you think I'll live? Fuck you, I may not. Anyway, so is anyone here a fan of Stephen King?
We know you are.
Yeah,
well, you know, I've only jerked off to him like 20 times.
He would be like your man lover if you could.
Stephen King, your fucking lover.
To you, I didn't know this was a Stephen King.
I didn't either.
So you've seen Under the Dome?
Yeah,
I have.
Fucking
not.
Awesome! All right, this is gonna be the finishing of the show. All right, so Stephen King Under the Dome. I read the story. It's a fucking 1,500 page story, dude. It's a fucking massive thing. It's bigger than the Bible. It's crazy, dude. I love the story. It's my favorite Stephen King story over fucking The Stand, over, Jerusalem's Lot, over Salem's Lot, over, you know, The Langoliers, anything. This is like the greatest story he's ever written. And it's a story about a town, Chester's Mill,
That's the name of the town.
So pay attention, please, Violet.
No, you said that's what I heard.
So fuck you. Anyway, it's about a town that has a fucking dome fall over it, and it's an invisible force field that falls over the town, and they have to deal with living in this town with cut off from the rest of the world. And you know, anyone here knows we fucking broadcast in Hampton. When I read the story, I saw Hampton. All right.
I can see why you say that.
And you've seen the fucking pilot episode, dude.
Yeah.
Can you not see Hampton in that fucking show?
So if a dome comes over right now,
Would my house be in it? Because I'm technically Hampton.
No, you're far enough out. You're
I'm technically out, Hampton.
You are. And in defense of this, all right, let me get into this, all right, guys? So, like, anyone who's listened to Under the Dome, who's seen Under the Dome, you need to know right now, I'm about to give some spoilers out, so fucking, you know, piss off.
I appreciate you not doing that, because I'm trying to watch the show even.
No, I'm not going to give much to you, man. I'm not going to much to you. I want to tell you, like, the difference from the book, I'm going to give you the difference between the book and the TV show.
It didn't mean that much to you.
He's going
to
spoil it.
I'm going to spoil it. We're shot jobs are scored. We're spoilers, bro. Anyway, so Big Jim Rainey, the fucking second counselor of the town, his son, the one with the black
the
hair who fucking accidentally, anyone who's watched the show,
who
killed the fucking Angie chick. They fucking really fucked that up. That dude, I do not like him. I feel like he's trying too hard to be a nice guy, and that dude's a fucking crazy motherfucker. There's also Colonel Barbie that's in the show. I do not like him. I feel like he should be a lot much of a nicer character. But as far as things go, man, I feel the show has fucking fallen down. I'm very down for it, dude. Like, everything that's happening, I'm like, all right, fucking go. Go, let's see what's happening. Big Jim Rainey, Big Jim, the fucking second counselor, the guy who's going to be the bad guy in this movie, he's fucking awesome. He scares the shit out of me. Duke dies in the first episode, even though it's a lot later than I expected. Duke, the fucking sheriff who also plays the fucking pilot in Lost, he's fucking great. I just want to see the show fucking unfold, man. Show is fucking awesome, and
it's
anyone who cares.
Stephen
King's dick.
Yes.
I've already sucked his dick. He just won't admit to it. All right. I just want to see it happen. All right.
Sue you for slander.
No, he won't. I just want to see it happen. If anyone cares, there will be a weekly blog coming on this on rabbitholeproductions.tumblr.com. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead. It fucking ran me into the ground.
I have to borrow from Daniel on this, and you should have known something was up when they played All Along the Watchtower.
He said that before you got here, dude.
But it's the truth. It's the... I mean, come on now.
Now, they've changed a lot from the book, and like, this is my favorite Stephen King book. I'm not going to try to deny it, man.
I mean... I'm curious. I watched it out of curiosity, and I'm right now. I'm kind of TV deprived. All of my shows are on hiatus for a while. So
yeah, a lot of them are on summer break.
Well, that's the whole point of Under the Dome.
This and is, Falling Skies.
Oh, all right, fuck you.
I got.
This supposed to be shit
that
gets you to
the
fall season
of this season. It's a little confusing. I'm gonna tell you this season.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna just start from the beginning.
Like they kind of jump in and you're like, wait, what the fuck happened? Wait, it's like they didn't tie it. They missed it a little bit.
It's hard for me to find decent sci-fi to watch on a regular basis these days.
Yeah, I need to try Under the Dome, dude. I'm telling you, man. Like, it's a really great story. As far as, like, in defense of myself, because I don't want to get bad shit out, this is not a great pilot. Like, I watched it, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of fucking stupid.
Pilots usually aren't very good.
No, they're normally not.
Few pilots are very...
You sit there, and they're kind of like, you have to give everything, like, 3 episodes.
I give them 4.
Yeah, If I had watched Mad Men from the pilot, I would have never watched that show.
Yeah.
Because I went back and watched it. And
the only one I think I kind of got hooked from the pilot was Walking Dead. Like, that one, I liked the pilot.
That's actually one of the better pilots
yeah.
ever made.
It is. It is better
that's
than the fucking comic
that's probably
book.
The best episode of the show.
Like, oh my god, I love
Indeed,
Walking Dead.
Man.
It really is. It's so epic. Oh my god, if I could be a walker, oh my god.
My cousin was actually a security on that show, by the way.
Can he get me to be a walker? You should see if he can make
no,
me
no,
a
no.
Walker.
He was just security on the first episode. It's
I don't
been
care.
A way, way, way long ago. Have you showed your
test
to
where we live, we all now officially are in 6 degrees from Walking Dead.
It's
everybody here,
everywhere.
Everybody here knows somebody who's worked on...
Were y'all not part of my...
Well, could somebody hook me up? That would be fantastic.
Were y'all not
fantastic.
Part of my... My news advertisement that I did. I actually did a news show on it.
No, I had no clue that was the case.
Well, that was a year ago, so fuck yourself. Everyone's looking at me so awkwardly. I'm like,
no.
Alex, have you shown, I mean, V, have you shown your tits?
What?
Yeah, there we go again.
What about my tits?
You have them.
If
you show your tits, you'll fucking get on the show, man.
Who do I show my tits to?
Me. You do it now.
No, fuck you! No, you're not seeing my tits.
I'll take ways that Richard gets beaten down for 500 hours.
That might be a good bet.
Anyways,
if anything,
guys,
I'll just pinch his nipple off really hard as I spit.
Please don't. That'll turn me on.
Oh,
anyway, guys, so we're
I think it's about time we need to wrap some shit up.
I agree. So we're Shot Chopped and Score, and you can find us at shotchoppedscore.podomatic.com or on iTunes. You can also find us at rabbitholeproductions.tumblr.com. rabbitholeproductions.com. I did not fuck it up. You're just not hearing right.
No, you're fucking
up. You can also find me on Twitter at RichardTanner4 or at JOllyStrokes or...
Whoa! You got that wrong, buddy.
How did I get that wrong?
JOllyStrokes.
Oh, I thought you were stroking, man. I'm sorry. JOllyStrokes.
You're just thinking about stroking now?
Yeah. I am, man. I'm waiting for y'all to leave.
Let me see what he's ready to get out of here.
I know. He's ready to go blow himself again.
Yeah. I will. What about you? What's your Twitter name? Well, apparently she has nothing. Like, yeah, anyway, you can find us anywhere there.
We're still trying to help her get into that, even though she's got this brand new nice phone.
You know, I like my phone.
Nothing to do.
She's doing a lot
By the way,
I've been reading a lot of fanfiction.
Congratulations on leaving that other thing behind.
I know.
I'm not going to speak on it. I'm not going to speak any
names. It was a pile of poop.
We'll leave that there. But
anyway, guys, I'm Richard Tanner.
I'm Jay Ali.
I'm Violetta.
Later.
Bye.
Welcome to Shot Chopped and Score. He's Richard. Welcome to Shot Chopped and Score. He's Richard. Welcome to Shot Chopped and Score. He's Richard. Welcome to Shot Chopped and Score.